Greetings once again from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Winter weather has returned to the North Pole with an early autumn blizzard, bringing high winds and fresh snow over the past several days. Joining me with an update from the Weather Center at North Pole Flight Command is Elf Crash Murphy, the world-famous Santa tracker who follows Santa around the world every Christmas Eve. Crash, what's the latest on our forecast?
I don't think it is ever much of a secret over here, Frank. I talked with Elf Seymour Snow just a little while ago, and he sounds like a broken record, as usual. It's winter from right now until the end of April, at least, Frank.
Crash, the weather here at the North Pole, with how dramatic it always is, brings us a question frequently repeated by our listeners. Why does Santa base his operations at the North Pole, where the weather is always so harsh?
Location, Frank. Santa can get to just about any location in the world quickly just by being located at the North Pole. Every place is south from here. It's ideally suited for a man with a mission like Santa's.
It's early for snow, even at the North Pole, Crash. We're now under 100 days until Santa launches. Is all this snow good or bad for getting Santa around the world?
Actually, it's good, Frank. Fresh snow and winter winds are ideal for training reindeer and breaking in new sleighs, Frank. It also helps with North Pole morale, and it puts the elves in the mood for Christmas.
Speaking of reindeer, Crash, have any more of Santa's reindeer returned to the North Pole? By my last accounting, we had Blitzen, Comet, Vixen, and Dasher, Dancer, and Prancer all at Santa's stables.
Yeah, Rudolph showed up this week as usual with a dramatic entrance, Frank. He waited till the first big snows to come on in, his beak blurring his high beams and the snow swirling all around him and all.
But Donner still has not shown up?
Negative, Frank. Donner has not yet checked in.
Okay, Crash, thanks for that report. Nice job as always. And that's the latest from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.